This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The COVID-19 pandemic has hit every part of the world, but the reality is some cities are being hit harder than others. New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Detroit. There, the crisis is overwhelming hospitals and leaving healthcare workers depleted. Compared to those cities, things are relatively calm here in Austin. That's why two registered nurses at Ascension Seton decided they wanted to do more. Married couple Leo and Rocio Nunez traveled to Detroit and spent 2 weeks working at a local hospital with a surge of COVID-19 patients. They tell KUT it was one of the hardest things they've ever had to do.
At the beginning of our arrival, every floor was a COVID-positive floor. And at least on the hospital where we were, this is a 7-story high hospital with about 20 units. Every unit has maybe 30, 40 beds. So just can you imagine how many people were sick on that place? And it was all ages. This virus didn't have a specific demographic. We got to see from elder people to the young people that were healthy prior to acquiring the virus, healthcare workers, just, you know, people that were even just minding their business. They just got sick and they didn't even realize they were sick.
Yeah, things were moving fast. People were going in and out of rooms. In every room, I pretty much saw half of the people on ventilators. Like, the hallways were filled with crash carts, meds, ventilators. So there wasn't much room to walk through, but it just gives you a glimpse of, my gosh, how much things do we need? I mean, the good thing about all this was that all the workers there, from the janitor up to the doctors, they were getting the proper amount of PPE. So there was a room full of personal protective equipment, which is really nice because, I mean, you heard that there was a shortage, and you know, in order to do your job, you just can't be scared of going in there with
what
you
unprepared. That was one of the biggest shocks. My first night was a night to remember. You put on an N95, and then you put on a surgical mask. You put on your goggles, your shield, your hairnet, your shoe covers, plastic gown, and then go take care of one patient inside of the room. You try to make sure you don't forget anything, because now at this time you are completely covered. And then you start doing things and you're sweating. You're under all this plastic. You feel your neck drenched. You feel like you're short of breath because of how much things you put in to secure your airway. So can you imagine? I was undressed for 30 minutes at most. My nose was sore. Around my face, you could see the marks from having the mask very tight on my face. And just at the end of my shift, the first thing that I said to the nurse that was training me is, I don't have a hat, but I take my hat off to you, because just doing the work itself is hard. Having to do it under all that plastic makes it 100 times harder. The deployment, it was pretty hard. During the night, you will hear code blue for this, code blue for that. Patients were declining very fast. Patients that looked like they were doing okay and stable will be declining overnight, to where some of them didn't make it overnight.
They started this team called the End of Life Team to work 24/7, day shift and a night shift. Our role was to go inside the COVID-positive patient's room, depending on their acuity, if they were getting worse. And then they would give us a tablet. So what we would do, we would FaceTime the patients with the family members, so the family members can see their loved ones, talk to them. And then if things got worse, once the patient passed away, we went in there with the tablet again, and we were there next to the patient. Family members would be able to say their goodbyes. That was the sad part in all this, but in all, I think getting to know the patients and the patients' family members and letting them know, hey, your family member is not alone in this hospital. I understand you're not allowed to come here, but don't worry, there's all of us right here next to him. He or she is not alone. I mean, if only people here that are don't understand and you
haven't seen it, experienced it.
Haven't seen the experience. I want to take them to that place.
People's diagnosis was going from good to worse in a matter of hours. It just opened up a reality of this is bad. How can we stop it? Why can we tell people be careful, be more open-minded about washing your hands, be more precautions? And pretty much that's what I left with, knowing I helped out with what I could, but at the same time, we have never been hit this hard in my lifetime. So I hope people take it as a learning experience and are grateful for the little things they have now.
I'm more cautious. I am more cautious, and I'm definitely still not coming out to the new open city yet. I have seen how fast this virus takes somebody's life. From a person just getting admitted 3 hours ago to now they're on a respirator to now they were calling the family to say their family members, it's gone. So we're taking the extra precautions every day, and we continue working right now, but we are taking the extra precautions, and we're taking the time now to educate people. So my role now, I feel like, is more of the teach and share my experience, and hopefully we don't get to the same stage that Detroit did.